Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Gurudev Bhagawan Ki Jai, Satchasanga Ki Jai. Under the oak tree today. Both the dogs are here. It looks like it's going to be a rather rainy week. We will see. And it looks like it could even rain today. It does. Autumn, the changes of the season. The autumn changes from summer to winter. I found it very interesting what Sahara was talking about in the satsang on Sunday about things changing in such a way that he hadn't noticed, and he's not able to do what he did before. He has to do it a different way. It unsettled him. And what he found out was that there's a great change underway. And it's a change for what is dynamically marvelous in a human being when one is willing to go there. Simple, make a change, like autumn changes summer to winter. The equinox changes time. In the autumn, the night becomes longer and the day becomes shorter. In the spring, the day becomes longer and the night becomes shorter. Changes. And that's what Sahara found out, that it's not only, this is what Maharaji used to say too, you've heard me say it so many times, not only is this a change of consciousness in a human being, it is on a molecular, subparticle, nano, the smallest particle to the most colossal planet being in the universe. So it's vibrating through the entirety of creation, this change. And that's the topic today. Let's talk about change. I was watching the leaves dancing in the breeze, and I realized that recognize the movement. It's really rare for one to recognize the utter stillness that the leaves dance upon, the stillness of the sky. You can have that experience right there, the stillness of space that you walk through. You couldn't walk without the stillness. They move and remain steady and motionless at once. That is why you are directed to go to the stillness inside yourself, so that you can detect the stillness of nature on which everything grows, the stillness of time on which everything moves, the stillness of the language, again, so important, that is experiential yet has no way of being spoken or transmitted to another. That language of wisdom, which is rooted in stillness and silence. Patience is one of the experiences of stillness and silence. And patience watches, observes, while impatience reacts. Many people in the summertime got the message of just a little change. It will not only change what is within you, it will also change what is in your life. And we have patience for that because we're not making any deals here. We're in the throes of discovery of our inner world, which once we are mastering that inner world of harmony, fearlessness, integrity, love, simple generosity, natural kindness, absolute forgiveness, any one of those qualities that you are mastering will open the floodgates of all the other qualities. When you will be completely forgiving, you will be patient, you will be in the actuality of integrity, you will be loving, you will be generous of spirit, naturally. When you take upon yourself to make the change of mastering one of those qualities, the name of the quality will dissolve because you no longer need to reference it. You are it. And let's just take it off. You are love. You are integrity. You are generous of spirit. You are naturally kind. You have those qualities. You're alive in those qualities. And who you are becomes more evident when you drop the weight of duality. Who am I? I am. I am appears to be, and appears to be the fundamental certainty. It appears to be so. These qualities that I speak of give transparency so that you can see through the clouds, you can part them, and be done with them. Who am I? I am. Mm-hmm. A little bit of change goes a long way. Just recently, I was honored by parents who came here to visit their children, came to Europe. And at one time, it would have been a happy occasion to have the parents come, for both the parents and their children. Yet there would have been some trepidation, some concern, whether they will get along well, will they have to go around and around again, like they've gone around and around for years. And fundamentally knowing that the children love the parents and the parents love the children. Of that, there is no doubt. However, there were dynamics in the relationship of expectation and not fulfilling this expectation and a little bit of push and not wanting to be pushed. And you know what I'm talking about. The children of the parents have changed. They're patient. They're in tune with the love within them. The love within them has come into their life. In fact, the love within them, they are that. When the inner life is managed, the outer life follows through. And what's true in you will be true in what you call the outer world. There will be no difference of your inner world and what we call the outer world. The parents didn't really have the impetus to change, although there's no doubt that they did in some ways. And the parents were always willing to see more broadly. However, it was the children who made the change, big change. They went from concern to love. They went from expectation to openness. And when the parents arrived, it was a whole different experience. That the children changed to such an extent that they emerged the love that's within them as an inner world expressed in the outer world. And the parents detected it. The children have a reason to change because they're alive in Dharma. Not that Dharma can be really said what it is, can't be said. It's simply your desire is to fulfill those qualities within yourself that at one time you wanted others to fulfill. Then you realized they're not going to do that. They're just going to frustrate the process. And then you understood that that did not need to be fulfilled. That was fundamentally the wisdom within you, the love, the patience, the integrity, the generosity of spirit, the natural kindness is always there. We just need to, if we feel a need to, not needy, but need, requirement, to realize that I'm the love that I'm seeking. I'm the respect that I want from others. I am the kindness of spirit that I want others to be. I just drop the others now, and I have found it all within myself, and it's organizing within the inner worlds of my heart and soul, my open mind, a different kind of experience in my life. The parents change dramatically by what the children brought to them, which was love, completely open to whatever may happen, and realizing how wonderful their parents are. I was speaking to the mother about my mom, Wanda, and how we didn't like each other at all. You know that story. And then I found out she's really a wonderful person. She was really very nice. A person that you could say, I'm proud that you're my mother, thank God. But I never saw that until I made the change within myself. And as I was saying, this summer, many people got the message that a bit of change is necessary, not from anyone else but you. And those who will reach within and be the one who ceases any activity whatsoever that creates confusion and hardship of their relationships as well. As long as you want to right fight, you are wrong, I am right, you are wrong, I am right, you are wrong. And that goes ping and pong and ping and pong. Happiness will be hidden, put away somewhere where it seems impossible to retrieve. When you cease needing to be right, and you see that sometimes being wrong is just as good as being right because it sends you to that place within you that you would recognize for yourself, this needs to be adjusted in me. It's a little bit of change. It is the place in us where we always see the people in a dim light. And rarely will we apply our ability to love rather than seeing in a dim light. And sometimes we do offer the love that we are, and still the light is dim, but the love that we offer always holds everything in the hands of possibility. Mm-hmm. And we do not have to be stuck to any habitual ways. It takes a bit of maturity to say, I'm done with this. I am functioning in a different way from this moment on. I'm managing my inner world. I'm putting my heart in the light. And I have full faith in putting my heart in the light. The lightness, the light of wisdom, the light of love, the light of compassion, the light of life. in applying my offerings to life that way, my life changes. And it's like Krishna, you remember Sunday I was talking about when Krishna said, offer the fruit of your actions to me. When you remember memory, when you remember that a great, undefinable, incomprehensible, inexhaustible, undoubtable, let us say creation, out of I don't know where, everywhere. And we, whatever it is that we benefit in the changes that we make, we have gratitude and put it way out into the far-reaching universes with the great big thank you for creating the possibility of all of this. It is because of God, Tao, mystery, the unknowable absolute that is all things, my very self nature. It is due to that broad, vast, and simple awareness that I am happy. That's offering the fruits of your actions back into consciousness to benefit someone, to benefit someone. Everyone. And it showed up in the family that came together. And it showed up in Sahara's perplexity that the time is changing. I talked to him a little bit. I said, we have been talking about this change for a while. And he said, yes, and it's not just written, it's actually happening. So he had this awakening that the awakening is occurring. It's not just something we're saying. It's not something we're guessing at. And the real fact of the matter is, the wonderful fact of the matter is, this has always been true, and now there is more support to realize that there is a finer way to live than ever before. And why is that? Because of the revelation that everything is such a mess. It's almost like we're in a stadium, you know, like in the Colosseum, and we're watching a kind of drama going on the planet. And there are those who are removed from it and blessing it, and that is us. And putting back into consciousness our gratitude, our recognition, and our willingness to make a little bit of change, so that we manage our inner world, it governs our outer world, and everyone benefits. And everyone benefits. They just do. Yes, I was watching the stillness on which the leaves are dancing and the branches are dancing. And this stillness and this movement are absolutely inseparable. And we easily see the movement and do not so easily see the stillness. Look at the sky, the clouds moving through the sky, light running through space. It is important because there is within you a fundamental stillness and silence that encourages love, that encourages a greater view of life, that encourages maturity of heart. And when we're reacting or need to be right, it seems light years away. And really and truly, that joy and simplicity and gratitude and beauty is all around you all the time. Within you, around you. it changes a life. With the family, I saw it. The difference was immense. And the joy was a great offering one unto the other. And one little change in one person would have affected the others. And a change in the children changed the parents. And the experience of family. When we cease to see our family as our definition of who they are and why they are like they are and all of that, and have expectations of them that are never fulfilled, and wanting them to change, when we're not willing to make a change, then there's nothing but confusion and habitual, very narrow vision and opinion. And we ourselves would never want anyone to look at us like that. So whatever we want in another, we fulfill for ourselves and other. Managing our inner world in deep rest and relaxation, stillness and silence, awareness that they are inseparable. This summer also, there was an exchange where one saw the changes and the fluidity of life, which is wonderful. And I said, and the stillness, the absolute stillness. And for a couple minutes, they didn't want to look there, probably because they had just discovered how fluid life was and that it had no real root of being. Then they saw also the inseparable stillness and that it supports every movement in our lives, in our experience. That's why meditation, that's why a cup of tea in nature, that's why reflecting in the stillness of water, that's why the morning is sweet, that's why the evening is lovely. And we could go on and on and on and on to that's why. We're managing our inner world, that it governs our outer world and all of our relationships with everything, with food, with animals, with relationships, with nature, with work. We can go on and on and on with as well. A little change. The maturity of heart to say, no more. This habitual way has just been like having one foot nailed to the ground. Around and around and around I go, cannot go anywhere else. Now, as Sahara discovered, things are changing on a micro, macro scale, and everything is vibrating in this change. And it's bringing a newness of experience. When one is willing to reach within and offer their heart soaked in the light of love into consciousness. And that occurs by ceasing to see things in a habitual, expectatious, defined manner in which somebody else has to change for me. Nobody has to change for you. You have to change for you, if you want to. Have to is my view. I couldn't imagine not wanting that change. Little bit of taking away the rough edge of the way you think about something, the way you opinionate about something, the way you decide about something. just go to silence. Go to stillness. Reflect, relax, enjoy your life, and offer the fruit of your actions into consciousness of God's creation for a day. You will not want to go back. You will not want to go back and get on the path of habitual narrowness. Not at all. This is the time for change. God bless you. A little bit goes a long way. Om Shri Satyaya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Paramatma Ki Jai. Gurudev Bhagwan Ki Jai. Satya Sangha Ki Jai.